The piece is named El Coqui. It's just the name of this little frog that it goes like that, no? Like, no?
The frog is very important to Puerto Ricans, no?
It just lives there. It is the only place in the world that it can live. They took it to Hawaii and it didn't survive there, so... So it's definitely a national symbol somehow, especially in the mountains.
Who is the composer?
His name is José Ignacio Quintón. This composer is interesting because he never left Puerto Rico, no? He learned from one of the other composers who really left, and this is one of the first contemporary classical music, authentic movements of the time, no? In the Caribbean, you have this big mixture of cultures from Afro-Caribbean rhythms or European melodies and structures and all that. And this is this mixture that makes Caribbean music so wonderful, no? So this is the first movement. Many of these composers studied in Europe, and then they came back to the Caribbean, to Puerto Rico and Cuba especially, and then they developed their music, which is so interesting, no? I mean, if you listen to any other major composer in European music, you will listen that they have parts of their culture, of their folk culture. No? I mean, you see it in Beethoven, in Brahms, in Bach, and I mean, it's there, no? It's the culture that music and art is always a reflection of society and of the time of this is happening.
Your family hails from Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Mexico. So if music is a reflection of the time, of the culture, then can you just open that window for us?
These pieces, for example, they are built, the structure, it's already something different. It's something that was developed there. So that already makes it different. The second thing is how you use the harmonies, how you use the voices, the different voices that are collaborating there. It's very specific for this type of music, especially the danza.
Danza. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. That's like dance. Just that's what the word means. But it's this movement in the 19th century that really is the first classical musical movement that we had there. So the thing with these pieces, and also with the other pieces I played, the ones with contemporary music and all these pieces like Sierra Sonata, which I think it's a monumental piece of music. Have this way of expressing, I would say even it's definitely refined because at the end this is a very delicate instrument. You have to know how to make it sound proper, if I may. On the other hand, you have to also express us how we express ourselves, which is, I mean, if you think of the Caribbean, you're not going to think of this posh European or whatever. You're going to think of probably someone dancing salsa. It's, or, I mean, these clichés, but still is people just enjoying, laughing. These are stereotypes. But these stereotypes are not empty. They come from someplace. No? And this music, even the sad pieces I play or the ones that are not so festive, they also have this way of expressing and this way of feeling, of processing sorrow and processing nostalgia and processing sadness and all this in a very different way from the European way. No? That's something that for me, living right now in Germany, it's a big clash. No? In Germany, lives one of the best professors in the world, the guitar teachers. No? He's a Cuban composer and guitarist called Joaquin Clerch. And he lives in Dusseldorf. I wanted all my life to study with him, so I just Googled him. Dusseldorf came up, and I moved to Dusseldorf. The thing is that the type of music that I do anyway requires certain technique, and this technique you learn through classical music. And I still play classical music. I love Bach, and I love Sor and all these classical composers for guitar, but the thing is that at the end, this is who I am, no? So, and I think this is how I can express myself.
You certainly express yourself very physically, and you embrace your guitar very much.
It's just a way of having the guitar very close to my body, which is, for me, very important for control and just, I mean, it's just the expression. I don't see it as a foreign being or as a foreign object. It's just part of what I'm doing at that moment. It's part of me.
It's an extension of your body.
Exactly.
Is such a popular instrument, it's almost become quite banal. People think, oh, anyone can strum a guitar. Do you think it has the recognition it deserves as a classical instrument?
That's very interesting. At the beginning of the 20th century, Segovia, this great guitarist, Andrés Segovia, he struggled with the same thing. No, the guitar was a classical instrument, but it was not recognized at all. And he became one of the highest paid artists of all time, playing at the same time as Jascha Heifetz and Rubinstein and all these great and monumental classical artists. The thing is that everyone knows the guitar, and that is something I love about this instrument. That is very relatable. A lot of people just like it, like the sound of it, no? But the guitar is also a great instrument. It's portable, but you can play polyphonic music. You can actually play 2, 3, 4 lines at the same time and create this music with accompaniment and melody and all this, and at the same time create something that is very relatable and a sound that probably everyone has heard in their lives.
How old were you when you started?
With the guitar, I started fairly late. My parents are musicians, so I've been in music my whole life. But with the guitar, I started when I was 12, 13. And with serious classical studies in guitar, 15. So I would say that's fairly late. But on the other hand, it was a way of rebelling to my parents, who are pianists. No, I didn't want to go with the piano, even though that's probably my favorite instrument.
Mexico and Puerto Rico and Cuba have had a dreadful time of late between hurricanes and earthquakes. Do you think that as a musician you can help in any way with all of this?
All these things are affecting all of us, because, and if you see it, this is not something in the Caribbean. I mean, this already happened in Texas the same time. It happened when Katrina affected New Orleans and all this. So the way we can help with this, at least with art, is because we create empathy. I like to see that every time I play, I'm not working towards violence, I'm not working towards anything that has to do with destruction. All the contrary, it's about creation, it's about empathy, it's about thinking about one another and coming together. So I am most definitely trying to work that people really understand the importance of coming together with these things.
Arturo Castro Nogueras, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the interview.